There's three types of minerals that you have to be concerned about. One is metallic minerals. The metallic minerals are essentially ground up rocks. Metallic minerals are things like oyster shell, eggshell, dolomite, limestone, calcium carbonate, clays of various kinds, Mount Marulanite clay, seabed minerals. They're all atoms. They're only 8 to 12% absorbable. When you reach age 35 to 40, it drops down to 3 to 5%. And I have to tell you a story here. Some of you heard this on the show today. I ran into a guy at a meeting like this up at Grand Rapids, Michigan. And this fellow owns a porta-potty business. You know, that's that green or blue-colored outhouse. Man, if we'd only had one of those back when I was a kid. We had these ones with splinters, you know, in the wood. At any rate, he said, I see something that describes that in my porta-potty business. I said, what's that? He says, well, when we take those things back to the shop to clean them out with a pressure hose, he says, we put a quarter-inch grid underneath them because kids throw rocks and sticks and toys in there, and if we don't put a grid there, it blocks up the sewer system. It costs us thousands of dollars to fix it. He says, every time we clean one of those out, we find hundreds of vitamin tablets. I said, well, how do you know they're vitamin tablets? He said, well, that's really easy. He says, right on the coating, it says Theragram M, one a day, Centrum. He says, come here. He takes me out in the back of his shop, and there's this literal mountain of all these vitamin pills he got out of his porta potties. That's because you can't absorb metallic minerals. If you read the labels on those multiples, they say your iron comes in the form of iron oxide. What is iron oxide? Rust. You might as well just go out to an old railroad track and take your butter knife and scrape some of that rust off and lick it, and you're going to get your iron supplement. Well, that's what they're giving you. Well, I'll show you how bad it is if you take something like calcium lactate, which is a common metallic mineral. Let's say it's a calcium tablet, lactate 1,000 milligrams. If you take two of those, you're not getting 2,000 milligrams of calcium. In fact, I have people all the time say, well, I took lots of calcium, Doc. I hear you on the radio talking about calcium and arthritis, and I took 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day. It didn't help my arthritis. In fact, it got worse. I said, what kind of calcium are you taking? They said, calcium lactate. Well, there's your problem, because only 250 milligrams of that is metallic calcium. So let's say you absorb 10% of that. Then the other 750 milligrams is lactose or milk sugar. So 10% of 250 is 25. So if you take two of those tablets, you're not getting 2,000. You're getting 50 milligrams. So to get what you need to take 90 of those tablets a day. You need to take 30 with each meal, and you got 59 more minerals to go. And there's those people who want to do things naturally. Let's see if you can do anything good with 10 pounds of spinach. And let's be fair, let's see if you can get 1,000 milligrams of magnesium. And I pick magnesium because in green leafy vegetables, you have a lot of magnesium because of the chlorophyll, right? It's part of the chlorophyll molecule. And any pound of anything, you got 454 grams. And 10 pounds of spinach, you got 4,540 grams, of which most of that, 97%, is water. And let's say you have 1 gram of chlorophyll in that 10 pounds of spinach. There's 50 milligrams of magnesium. You got to divide that into the 1,000 you want. You get a factor of 20, which you multiply times the 10. You have to eat 200 pounds of spinach. You got 58 more minerals to go. Okay, so you got to be a pretty big person to accomplish all this. Even as big as I am, you can't get it done. So I prefer to supplement rather than do those things.